And it's time now for our weekly feature, Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth, how are we doing this morning?
Fine, thanks, Mike. Good to be here.
Yeah, welcome in. This is our debut program, so we're excited to have you on board and eager to get to some important topics today and over the course of the next several weeks and months. And there's a lot of important information for our listeners to know about. But before we get into any of specific topics, we just kind of want to get a little background on yourself and Safe Harbor Counseling and what all is involved with what you do and the services you provide.
Okay, thank you. Safe Harbor Counseling is in Sugar Grove. There's three other therapists and myself, and we serve people preschool age and on up, and there's no age limit, to address areas related to depression, anxiety, relationships, parenting, anything that could affect our lives and make it difficult to live.
And how long have you guys been around?
I started in 2007 at Safe Harbor Counseling. I started it. I had worked at other places in a private practice, but the other associates have been coming on gradually. So we've all been there for about 10, 12 years.
Okay. So this is our first program. You mentioned some of the things that Safe Harbor Counseling does and some of the things that you are involved in. What else do we want to let our listeners know about on this opening show?
Well, not only do we serve the mental health needs and behavioral health needs in Sugar Grove, but as Dr. Beth speaks, I go out and do presentations because prevention and education is an excellent way to have people improve their lives.
Yeah, and lives are so busy, and there's so many different things going on, and especially these days for the youngsters, too, that are on social media and all the different things that weren't around when we were in school. It just kind of amplifies all the different noises coming in and different things that are affecting them on a day-to-day basis, I'm sure.
Absolutely. There's been a tremendous rise in the diagnosis of anxiety, especially in our kids. Is school see it? It's a rampant thing, trying to predict their future and plan when they can't even begin to guess what that would be. And then, of course, parents are busy, teachers are busy, there's work, everything is calling for attention equally.
All right, so what are the things you're hoping to accomplish with these programs, some different things that you want to let our listeners know about and get them aware of?
I'd like listeners to just know that they're not alone, that their lives really do matter, the lives of their children and the people that are important to them, and there's things that they can do on their own or with a therapist or through educational means to make their lives better.
Yeah, and the name of the show is Your Life Matters, and when you're struggling with self-esteem and some of the different problems, maybe you see it more with teenagers because of what they're going through with school and just trying to adjust to life. There could be that feeling where they don't feel like their life matters, right? And that's obviously something we want to make sure that they know that it certainly does.
Right, and I think in all circumstances, you can get to a point where you're so overwhelmed that it seems like nothing matters, that your life does not matter. And those schedules that distract us, or in relationships, if somebody breaks up with you or whatever, it feels like you're unimportant.
So what's the first step in a process to try to get folks some help?
Well, I would say the first step is to just become aware that it is that you're feeling a certain way, that there's something going on, and that you want to take a look at it, which really means that you're going to have to put a little break in your schedule, whether it's an hour or longer, to find out what's going on, talk to somebody, see if it makes sense, and then after that, apply some strategies, because we get into habits that are not effective.
So if they want to find out more and see how Safe Harbor Counseling can assist them, what's the first thing they should do? Just a phone call?
Absolutely. A phone call to 630-466-8657. Leave a message, and I will call you back. And the 20-minute consultation is free. And if for some reason somebody needs more immediate assistance, my cell phone is on there, and they are welcome to use it.
And I'm sure that's probably one of the toughest things, to get people confident enough to take that first step and admit, all right, I might need a little help, because that's probably something that you deal with a lot, people that either feel like, it'll pass, or, I can handle it, but some help is right around the corner, basically.
Absolutely. And what most people find out is that when they get into the office, they recognize that they are not alone, that it is a very normal situation. Actually, it is a survival technique that they've been using that has just become worn out and ineffective. So it means that they're strong. They just need a new update on their technique.
One thing, too, we want to encourage listeners, if they would like to get some questions answered on this show, that's something that you're offering to our audience.
I would love to hear what's on people's minds. And they can do that by going to our website, www.safeharboril.com. And at the contact link or whatever, send an email and put WSPY in the subject area so I know that you're asking a question.
Yeah, it'd be a nice feature each week to kind of go over some things that our audience wants to know and hopefully get their question answered. A little more incentive to tune in and see if their question does get responded to on our segment. Any other final things on this opening show, Dr. Beth?
Not today, but I really do look forward to hearing from people and knowing, letting them know that their lives matter.
Excellent. Well, we are excited to have you on board, and we will be talking again next week. Thanks so much for your time. It's all the time we have left for today. But remember, as we mentioned, submit your questions at safeharboril.com and tune in next Monday morning for Your Life Matters, and maybe we'll get your question answered on the air here on WSPY. Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.